Podcast. If you want family friendly, go listen to Coaster Fucking Radio.
Well, that's embarrassing.
Welcome one and all to episode 60 fucking 4. Oh my god, Muscle Daddy, can you believe it?
Yes, I can believe it, but you know what? I can believe lots of things, like, you know, I just want to take a moment to say I still believe in you, Tua Tagovailoa. I want you to get well soon. I love you more than my wife.
Christ.
Just get better soon. And I can say that because she doesn't listen to this shit. How the fuck are you all doing? Let's go.
I'm good. Well, obviously, Goliath, you know, decided not to be here today. He's too tired. Motherfucker went to bed at like 10. We're recording at like 9 in the goddamn morning and he can't even make it.
Oh, guys, I gotta go to bed at 9:30. So, you know, it's the diabetes.
It's the diabetes.
We need to. Sure.
But you know what, Muscle Daddy? It's not just you and me today.
It's
not. We have someone who has returned to us. It's been a while. Hey, Ducky, how you doing?
Doing great. How are you guys doing? It has been more than a minute. It's been like several minutes since I've been here.
You know, I kept promising people that you'd be back, you'd be back. And look, for once I wasn't a lying son of a bitch. Ducky is back.
Well, I'm glad I could keep your promises for you that you made for me. Thanks for that, by the way.
I've promised some blowjobs to a few people. I might need help later.
All right, but, well, just hit me up. You know where to find me.
Oh, of course I do. Now, people are probably like, but where's Ducky been? What's been going on? Well, Ducky, why don't you tell the good people out there what has been going on? I mean, some big changes in your life for sure.
Well, that's an understatement. God, I don't even know where to start. I mean, the last month and a half of my life has been chaos, pretty much, for me. You know, I'm one of the quieter people on this show, I would say. I don't necessarily share
not
a whole
as quiet
lot
as Ryan
myself.
Delaney.
Well, I mean, at least I talk.
At least you have you don't have the personality of like a wood plank. So
we love you, Delaney. You're a good plank.
By the way, before we get into Ducky's, should we like preface this like one of the after school specials on a very special ride this one?
A very special ride this one. From caterpillar to butterfly.
This is turning into some PBS shit. Now.
Maybe not a butterfly, but a very pretty moth.
What can I say? I like bright lights.
Well, just a moth.
You like bright lights, I like cocaine. Yeah.
Close
same
enough.
Thing for sure.
All right.
Ah, but anyway, now, Ducky, yes.
Floor is yours.
So, I've been dealing with a lot of depression over the past couple years and everything. Runs in my family hardcore, and I've also been dealing with some issues with how I define my sexual identity. So, I guess for the first time letting the show know, you guys knew a while ago, but I am officially out of the closet as transgendered at this point.
So, Ducky is not Evan. Evan is dead and gone. We now introduce you to the lovely and wonderful Allison Haynes. Haynes?
Yes.
Haynes.
Haynes. Haynes. Yes. Like the underwear company with an I.
Still Ducky, though, except for now, instead of Ducky, D-U-C-K-Y, it is D-U-C-K-I-E, because somehow we guess that's feminine. I don't fucking know.
I don't really understand it either, but that's what it is.
I wanted to change it to swan, but I was overruled.
No, swans are assholes. Ducks are so much cuter.
That's why I decided to do that.
Oh, but I'm not an asshole. Come on. I'm like the opposite of an asshole.
Trust me. Trust me, there's plenty of men out there who will view you as simply a hole. So,
lots and lots of other bullshit's happened in my life. You know, I'm single now, which really sucks, and I am living with my parents again, which also really sucks, and I spent some time in the psych ward a couple times at a local hospital, which sucks a lot, but I'm on the up and up, and, you know, if anybody out there, seriously, like, mental health issues are not talked enough or talked about enough. So I'm not going to bring the whole room down for long, but like, if anybody at all ever needs to talk to me, you know my Twitter, you can hit me up. I'm here for whatever, because I've been through the shit, and I know people out there are going through the same shit as me.
And if you want to see the Allison as she is now, looking all beautiful, her makeup and hair all done up, I have enclosed a photo with the post of this on Twitter, mm-hmm. as well on our Instagram. So check mm-hmm, that out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so, I'm also going to put one on my Twitter, although
right.
my Twitter's not as big as the show's Twitter. So fucking so, follow me, people. I have like 24 followers on my Twitter, and our show Twitter has like 1,500.
I'm just really excited we finally have a girl on this goddamn podcast.
Yeah, well, it's very fitting that the first woman on the podcast is a trans woman, too. It would have only ended up that way.
Well, you know. No less so
enough
a woman.
Enough about me, anyway. Let's talk about some fucking statement. News.
I feel okay, like I okay. want to make one statement before we walk away from this.
Okay.
If anyone says anything I don't like about this, you're going to regret it, motherfuckers. So that's all I'm saying. I'm not threatening my audience. I'm threatening my audience. Ducky's my boo.
I'm threatening
We have
audience.
A muscle daddy. If you're, yes, we have a muscle daddy. He will come there.
I will
know
kill
he
you
will.
With a hammer.
So, Ducky, though, I'm so glad you're back. We have missed you yes. very, very much.
I have missed and, the show.
But beyond that, we're done with your shit now. All right, muscle daddy. How you been? What you been doing?
I have been hungry, sore, and irritable because I've completely changed my diet. I eat chicken, rice, and a green vegetable for most meals. Work out every day harder than I have ever. And, yeah, just because I'm going to be fucking 30 next year. At that point, you're just trying to keep yourself alive.
It's true. But you know what? You are doing good in the world. You have been making all of the gay men thirsty with your gym photos.
I have because, you know, somebody's got to make money for this podcast. I got to be in, calendar shape for the photos. Because
all the calendars we're going to make. We're still just waiting for the dick mold. Thank you very much.
That is true.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming.
I'm sorry. It's been a long time. I will, tell you what.
I'm not going to believe you. You've said so many times, no, I'm doing it, and it hasn't happened. So I'm going to assume I wasted my money. But that's fine. That's fine. I mean, the world cries with me.
All right, fuck it. I'll do it at Thanksgiving so I can have everyone help me.
I don't believe you. Actually, you know what? This is turning into a situation of Gare Bear and Hang Time.
Oh,
he's
no.
He's just going to keep saying over and
no,
over
it's
that
not,
he's going to do it.
It's not been that
and I'm gonna
long
have,
yet.
Slater is going to send me a text and be like, hey, go back and find every single time that Muscle Daddy said he was going to do the dick mold. And then I'm going to have to edit it together.
It's true. It's true. That's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. That's just going to be one of our episodes. Well, we've got an hour and a half of content and no one wants to do anything. Let's just fucking do this.
Yeah. No, I'm glad, though, you're getting yourself back into shape because we were going to have to change your name from Muscle Daddy to Fat Daddy.
Yeah.
And
I'm sorry. As long as I've got you and Goliath on this podcast, I'm good. I'm good. Like, shit.
Yeah, but then stand next to me and then you're going to feel...
Well, that's because you're a stick.
I am a stick. You're right.
At least, like, I can be like, nah. Bitch is just skinny. That's her problem. Me, I got some muscle, but yeah, I know what I want to get to, and I'm really trying hard to get there.
How long do you think it'll take you?
I want to get into mediocre shape by Hollywood Nights.
Great. That time when we'll be alone in the cabin again.
So I'm getting in shape. I gotta be quick.
You know you're staying in the gay cabin with us. You have to.
Right.
I know.
It's a given. It's a given.
It's a tradition.
We'll move on from you and talk about the most important person here in the room, and that would be me. I'm the only person in this room, actually, right now. Because you all are somewhere else. But I had to go to a friend's wedding this past week. Hetero weddings. I've been to so many. So fucking many. That's about it. I threw my neck and shoulder out real bad, so I've been in a lot of pain and on a lot of drugs, and not just recreational ones. So that's been going on. I finally think I'm starting to feel better as far as that goes. Life has not been very exciting. Things have not been very exciting. And nor has news. We struggled to get together really any amount of news for everyone out there this week. And you know, I'm not really sorry. That's not my fault.
Well, there's some cool things out of IAPA, though. A couple things.
I mean, there's some cool things at IAPA. And some things that weren't allowed to be at IAPA. And we'll get to that. But
yes, we will.
I guess we should probably talk about what's the most exciting, at least to me, thing we saw at IAPA, which is that GCI unveiled their new hybrid track.
Yes, it's time for RMC to worry.
I think so. Have you seen this, Muscle Daddy?
I have, and I really, really like it, actually. But I'm a GCI fanboy, so I'm going to like a lot of things that they do.
I'm excited about this just because, as far as I'm understanding, with this technology that they're doing, it can transfer from the standard wood track to this seamlessly. So you don't have to change out your whole layout. You can just selectively, like, we're going to change this part and this part, add inversion here, add inversion here, and not have to redo the whole thing. So we're talking big changes to current rides for a lot cheaper without having to redo the whole thing like RMC does.
Now, I will say that visually, it's ugly as fuck, especially compared to the I-beam track. I think the I-beam track is gorgeous, but I don't know, the kind of like strut things that it's on top of, like the almost like trapezoid shaped. I don't like how it looks. It looks like too much. It looks like it's too tall off of the tracks.
Listen, when people don't go too much, we get verrooked.
Okay, fair enough, but
I'm all about safety. That's why I don't have a child.
I'm okay with it. Not yet. I'm sure you'll shove one up your lady's cunt eventually.
At some point.
No, I'm excited, but I feel like this was coming. Like, GCI has kind of been dropping hints for a while that that's something that they were working on. They were developing new styles. I will say the GCI inverting trains look sick as fuck.
Now, that I can agree with.
RMC needs to take a lesson. Your trains fucking suck, RMC. Fix them. That's the big problem. That's the big problem. And we're going to be talking a lot about trains in this episode because that's really what IAPA has become, which is unveiling the new trains for the following year.
Yeah.
So they also unveiled Gwazi's new trains. That new train that definitely is a tiger and a lion to get. Oh wait, no, it's a fucking alligator.
Yeah.
It's
not even a good looking one. It's a stupid looking one.
See, now I don't agree with you there. I like the look of it. It kind of looks like a tiki gator, which I like. Anything.
All
tiki.
I can think of when I see it is, and this is for all my wrestling fans out there. What's up, legend? It looks like the person who designed the female wrestler Asuka's gear also designed the train, because hers is just a mishmash of patterns and all that shit sewn together. That's what the fucking train looks like, just a mishmash of patterns and bullshit.
It really does.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. I'm just going to say, though, I'm excited about Iron Gwazi itself. The actual ride so far looks sexy, but we still don't have a fucking POV. Like, okay, guys, you've stretched this out long enough. Can we just get a full POV, please?
I mean, have they even run a test circuit, or are you talking about an animated one?
An animated POV. Like, we still don't know 100% the layout. We're getting ideas of it, but it's just like, Jesus Christ. Like, I don't know how much more press they think they're going to get out of this.
A lot.
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, we are pathetic, right? It's like, ooh, what's that? Ooh?
Yeah. I am going to call it now. And this is not just the CP fanboy inside me talking. I do not think that Iron Gwazi is going to be as good as Steel Vengeance. I don't think so.
I'm going to probably agree with you just because Steel Vengeance, the one thing that it has is it going inside and out of its own structure.
Okay, it has a lot more than that, and you haven't written it, so fuck you. But yes, that is one of the coolest parts about that second half.
Well, that's the big thing that I think is going to is the difference. But fact is, I mean, and it is long. It's going to be longer. The Gwazi is not going to be near as long.
Right.
But even so, it's just, CP fanboys, someone's going to outdo you eventually.
Oh, I know they will. It's a matter of time. And I'll bow down to the next RMC that makes Seal Vengeance a bitch. But the only ride in the world, in my eyes...
Well, you wouldn't be on this show if you weren't good at bowing down to something.
Okay, well, fair. But the only coaster in my eyes that's better than that is the Voyage. And I will bow down to any coaster that puts either of those two out of the first and second place.
To be fair, a certain fat bag of trash said that there's already an RMC better than Steel Vengeance. It's just over in Japan.
Well, I also could not value anybody's opinion less than said dirtbag. So
I don't know. The RMC to this day that intrigues me the most is Wildfire. That thing.
Yeah, that first drop and that view up there.
Well, gorgeous. And the way it just jumping up and down on that little cliff, and I mean, that thing is long, too. That is a long fucking ride. That thing looks sick. And if that was in America, I think it would be hailed as the number one. But, you know, so few of us enthusiasts actually make it out to those countries over there.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, where do you think, like, the next big custom RMC could go? Because I feel like we're running out of spots.
I still think King's Island will get one eventually.
Mm-hmm. They'll get a ground up eventually, I bet. I don't think they would do anything to the Beast, so.
Yeah, no, they won't touch the Beast. Although I'd be happy as fuck if they did. I'm for it. RMC the Beast. Come at me, Matt Glumac. I don't care.
Well, as I like the Beast. I'll respect the Beast for being a Beast, but god damn does that turn after the second lift hill hurt.
See, now, physically that painful. To me is the only good part of that damn ride.
It hurts so
Dougie,
bad.
You just gotta get
that
fat.
That helix is sick.
You just gotta get fat and you'll enjoy it.
You might like T3
look,
then.
As soon as I start estrogen, I guarantee that I'm just gonna be a plump son of a bitch.
Oh my gosh, your titties are gonna be so big. You're gonna be bouncing up and down and like, ow, my tits! I can't wait.
That will be fun.
Ducky, I will look at your breasts.
Oh, it's fine. I look forward to the day that me and you are sitting on either side of Ducky on a B&M and we're both helping hold Ducky's breast in place. That will be the best on-ride photo ever.
Oh,
I would say
be.
Goliath would be on the other side, but he's never going to fit on a B&M. So.
Lydia, I know what you're thinking, but I'm helping a friend.
As I'm helping.
God.
Okay, but what about the one where you're sucking on her nipple?
Oh.
He's not. I love Muscle Dad. He's like, I'm not going to know. He's like, yeah, well.
I'm like, she might listen to this episode. How far can I take? She ain't going to listen.
Right. She won't.
She never listens. Bitch don't support me.
No.
She thinks she's getting a good Christmas. She's getting one present for every episode of the show she's listened to this year. So she's getting very few.
So, speaking of Christmas and possible Christmas gifts, Cedar Point will be making their large, huge, exciting, apparently, 2020 announcements. On December 13th.
We're expanding Forbidden Frontier.
Now, let's hear from each of you. Muscle Daddy, legitimately, what do you think this announcement is?
Paddle boat.
Mm-hmm. So, to bring you back to paddle boat excursions?
Yeah, I mean, it's too late in the year for them to be doing a roller coaster or anything, unless they're on the West Coast Racer timeline. Like, I mean... Anyone who's expecting a huge ride announcement, it's too late in the fucking year. We would have seen something. So.
Okay.
What about you, Ducky?
Well, first off, has any park ever like publicly announced that they were going to make a small announcement? Even if it was something small, have they ever been honest about it? Not that I can think of. So.
Not ever.
But what I think it is I think they are going to be building something insane in 2021, and they're going to announce it this year that they're doing something. That's my hope. That's the Cedar Point fanboy in me talking, as I really fucking hope that this is an announcement for something so big that they have to announce it this early.
And I'm kind of right here in between the two. I also think paddle boat excursions are coming back. I do think that is a 2020 announcement. But I do think we might have teases for a large new ride coming in 2021. And I do think they're going to break the hype barrier. I think that, remember, like I said, the thing I've been hearing is that this 150-year anniversary thing is going to be celebrated over a few years. And I do think that, yes, it's so large that they will be announcing, mind you, with almost no info, but loosely announcing a huge roller coaster project for 2021. They might announce maybe they're breaking a height record or something, and we don't know what. But I do think that there might be an announcement like that. But I do think that there will be a small announcement for 2020 as well.
Now, do you think that they already have, like, the blueprint set with the manufacturer at this point? Like, if they're prepared
to make an announcement? If they're preparing, I would think so. That they're pretty much laid out. But again, we could be completely off. They literally might be like, paddle boats, that's it. It may not even be that. Shit, they might just be like, look at this wonderful merchandise we're going to sell to you. New for 2020. Like, yeah. That could be all it is.
So, if you guys had to make a guess on what manufacturer they're going to be working with, what do you think? If it's going to be something RMC. That big.
I think if they're doing something, it's RMC T-Rex, personally.
Ooh, you think so?
I think so. I think that's why it's been off the market. I think they made a deal and it had to get pulled.
Nope. I think that it is going to be Intamin as well. I think that Intamin's one of the only people in the world that will actually take this project of the 500-foot and be able to do it successfully within the allotted time. I believe in RMC. They're my favorite roller coaster company, but I don't know if they're big enough yet to do that.
You know what? Their T-Rex they touted could go up to 600 feet. That was their big thing with it.
That's
let's, okay. Let's fucking go. Let's do this. Build that bitch.
I mean, we don't, obviously, we have no idea what's actually going to happen. I mean, but at this point, I refuse to get too excited because there's one thing I've learned in this hobby is that the industry overhypes everything. Mm-hmm. And generally, once it's announced, you're disappointed. So,
Anticipation.
So who knows?
I would have loved to have been, though, at the meetings when they come in and they're like pitching their projects. They're like, all right, what are you thinking that you'd like to do? And they're just like, something asinine. And it's like, well, what do you mean by that? And they're like, just rolled out stats that they're looking for. And they're like, that'd be fun. All their meetings, like with B&M, they're like, we can do it, but it's going to cost you. So,
yeah.
Gerstlauer's like, we can build the world's tallest Eurofighter. Let's do this. And kill everyone.
Vekoma's like, we'll actually do a really good job for cheap. And they're like, fuck you, get out of here.
Please.
World's tallest inverted boomerang.
We're trying. Mm. We're doing better. You were bad for too long. There's no helping you.
It's true. So, I don't know. I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful. But I don't know. I'm very curious. I will say, if it's just a shit announcement, like, I really look forward to the CP fanboys just, like, rioting. Because even though y'all got Steel Vengeance last year, like, y'all feel entitled to something massive in 2020.
No, like, y'all got Valraven. That's awesome. My wife loves that.
Oh, God.
Fuck out of here.
Such a huge expansion for any other park was deemed, like, stupid and nothing for Cedar Point.
It's because it is stupid and nothing.
Yeah, okay. Your entitlement's showing, bitch.
So, yeah, I'm sorry.
My dream announcement for them would be the announcement of a new off-site parking lot expansion.
That would be awesome.
They're just like, we understand the crowds are going to be way higher now with the gold pass. We're taking steps to resolve that. Here are our two new lots, you know, out here. And everyone's just like, and?
And that'll be it. Oh, also trolleys that'll drive you to the front of the park.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my
That's
gosh.
That's what they're using the paddle boats for, to get you out to the park. We bought all these duck boats.
Also, I have another theory of what might be coming. And so hear me out on this. It's the big, you know, 150th and... One of the things is the idea of people being able to relive past attractions. So what if they bring back a VR experience where you can do VR versions of all of these old attractions that are no more. That seems like something stupid a park would do, right?
Yes. It does.
Oh my god, VR shoot the shoots. They just tip you over and start drowning you.
It's true. They waterboard you with the VR glasses on. It's so lifelike.
Oh god.
Oh, but let's move on. So y'all know this whole thing with Elitch Gardens and how it's supposed to, it's been being rezoned and it's going to go away, right?
It's supposed to be demolished within like the next 18 months is what.
18 yeah. months is now the timeline, people. So 2020 should be that park's final season. So if you want to go to Elitch Gardens, go next year, guys. That's it. It's yep. done. Because according to this, They will start construction in 2021.
I have
now. So. Do you think the coasters are moving, or do you think they're getting torn down?
I don't think that park's moving anywhere. I don't. I think they will sell off what they can. So I think, but like, so any of the flat rides and roller coasters that can, the SLC will probably find a home in Asia somewhere, you know, and yeah. that half pipe will find a home somewhere. But most of it, yeah, no, it's just gonna be flattened. It's just gone. It's unfortunate. Part of me is like, do I bother to try to go? I might.
I have never been, and I have zero interest. I'm like, eh.
So, I will take great pleasure when the bulldozer comes and bulldozes Meowwoof's ride.
Oh, that'll be so great.
Oh, fuck you, Meowwoof. New listeners are like, what? But why?
Because
look, I think it's time to just, you know, Meowwolf, look, I understand, and I'm wishing cancer on you.
We're super wonderful people.
I know.
Jesus, your dog is active today.
Yeah, my dog is going crazy over somebody out there.
Very upset about Elitch Gardens going away.
Yeah, apparently. Yeah.
It is a shame because Colorado deserves a much better park than it has. Because uh-huh. honestly, it can be open a lot of the year. It has a pretty good climate for a theme park.
Yeah.
It's just a shame. Its biggest issue is it's just been so landlocked for so long. It kind of needs to be in the middle of nowhere so they can keep building.
Yeah.
It's not that the park wasn't profitable. It's insanely successful.
It's in downtown Denver, though. I mean, it's in right. downtown. That's expensive-ass land.
Oh, yeah. Well, the land's worth more than the whole park. That's why it's happening. Like, the owner is just like, you know?
Do you think that they'll build a new park, like, kind of outside Denver?
I don't. I think that they're saying that they will, but I don't think it'll ever happen. I do not think it will happen. I won't be sad if it happens. I'll be very glad if they do, but I just don't see it.
What about a ground-up Six Flags park?
No way. Six Flags is not building anything ground-up.
Unless they're getting Saudi money to help.
Yeah, and that's just not happening. I still believe that, this industry, short of, like, Universal and Disney, is entering a downturn. Common theme park, the common roller coaster park, they're just, except for parks where they invest regularly, I think these chain systems have really, really hurt the industry in this country because they're not expanding and keeping things fresh. And so therefore people have grown bored of them and they go elsewhere now. So I really think if I really just wish all of these chains would just sell off all of the small parks they don't care about to people who would actually invest in them, but they're not going to. So they're ruining the industry, and I believe that completely.
Yeah.
But, you know, moving on.
Well, as for me, I welcome our corporate overlords.
Right. So Disney Plus has launched, guys.
Yes.
Have you all both got Disney Plus?
Yes.
Yes, 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 yes. It is yes. so good.
Day one. I like it. I am of the people, I am glad they did not censor anything. You know, I've got to get my racist-ass content somewhere.
Yep.
You know what I watched last night with my boyfriend?
What?
Mrs. Doubtfire.
Hello!
It's been so long. I miss Robin Williams.
Oh, I do.
Okay,
too.
First of all, that movie is really transphobic.
It is.
I had no idea because last time I watched it, it was a small child. I was actually, when I was little, we were not allowed to watch it because my parents, their reason that they told us was because it glorified divorce.
That is bullshit. Your parents were just uncomfortable with a man in drag.
That is the truth. And that's the thing. Like, watching it later in life, I was like,
They didn't allow you to watch The Birdcage because they don't like seshing. They're like, we have a problem with people walking in that kind of way.
Yeah. But I said all this to somehow link up to SeaWorld San Diego finally announcing the name for the new dive coaster. I don't remember how I was going to link it, so fuck it. SeaWorld San Diego.
Well, hang on. I was going to ask ride. What you thought of the Imagineering series so far.
Oh, well,
oh,
okay.
So good.
It is good.
It's good.
Like
it's a little bit masturbatory for me, but all right. Pats on the back, but you know what? They did do some dope shit, so.
They did. It's a good show. I really enjoy it. There was a hot guy in the first episode, and I'm like, man, he's probably old now.
Oh, yeah. He's old, and I guarantee you, he's homophobic.
Oh, I'm sure. You know. Okay, boomer. What would the Okay Boomer theme park be like?
It would be in black and white with segregated restaurants.
Maybe that's what Cedar Point is announcing. Brand new segregated water fountains and bathrooms.
Well, that's,
we're going to the good old days.
That'd take us back to 1870. So.
Trump approved.
Oh, man.
Oh, man. He is right. But I love Disney Plus. I've been mainly watching The Simpsons, though.
Yeah.
I am going through every damn episode of that. Every damn episode.
The Itchy and Scratchy Land episode is still one of my favorites.
I haven't got there yet.
Where nothing can possibly go wrong. That's the first thing that ever went wrong. Yeah, it's great. It's a great episode.
I'm looking forward to it. But now get back on track to SeaWorld San Diego and their dive coaster that has been called Mako. And then we thought it was going to be called Abyss. But now it's going to be called Emperor.
We finally got to one that I like. Well, I liked Abyss, and but this makes sense.
I like this because the logo just is this like Emperor Penguin that's like diving. Okay, I think if you don't see the logo, it doesn't make as much sense to you.
Oh, no.
But when you see the logo, you're like, oh, okay. Okay.
Well, yeah, I like it.
I don't hate it. I mean, a lot of people really don't like this name.
Well,
but, I mean.
Well, lots of people are
cunts. A lot of people can get fucking bent. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. It makes sense. It's a
SeaWorld
park.
I'm high as fuck, by the way, everyone. I just feel like I should let it know. I'm high as fuck right now from all the muscle relaxers and shit I'm on. So that's why I keep going.
This is a high energy podcast.
Oh, absolutely!
Super high energy.
Well, woo! What is this? What is this fake record that apparently Pantheon is breaking?
Okay,
we're just moving on, moving right along.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, we got to. Yeah. We got to do something.
Look,
all right.
You all got four more episodes of crap before we blow it out, okay? So, get used to it.
Episode 69.
Absolutely. Giggity.
Okay, anyways. Pantheon. So, apparently, let me pull this up here. That Busch Gardens Williamsburg, they've decided to boost the speed of Pantheon in order to take a new world record for being the fastest multi-launched roller coaster with a new top speed of 73 miles per hour. I think before it was like 72. So they're doing that to try to break the record. And they're like claiming it's a record that's been broken. However, Because right now the current holder is Terron at 72.7 miles per hour. So that is what the record was. However, apparently enthusiasts are saying there is a roller coaster in China, Soaring with Dragon coaster in China, hit 77 miles per hour and launches forwards, backwards, and forwards again on the launch track. But apparently it's not counted as multi-launch in the terms here. So it sounds like just a bunch of bullshit. No, that one doesn't count. I guess because it moves backwards some.
Boost it 3 more miles per hour. Let's fucking go.
Right.
That's like with Lightning Rod. If they want to keep it the fastest wooden coaster, all they got to do is reset it back to where it was the first week it was open.
It's true.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll destroy...
Just play with the dial.
It'll destroy the ride, I mean, but, you know, just keep doing it. Go faster. I liked it then.
Here's my question. Do stating these records in the media, do you think that actually works? Do you think that actually gets more people to come ride their shit?
No.
No one fucking keeps up with this shit but us.
Right. And it's kind of stupid. We don't care about these records like this. Oh, wow, you're going 0.3 miles an hour faster. Go fuck yourself. No one cares. Your ride's not going to be as good as Terran either. Okay? Not even close.
Nope.
So, I don't know. It's dumb.
Yes. Yes, it is.
You know what else is dumb?
What?
Orion's train.
Everything about Orion is dumb.
That is the most boring looking train. That color scheme is so unmemorable. Quick, off the top of your head, what's the color scheme on that train?
Blue!
Hang on. It's blue, silver, orange for some reason. And isn't there like a teal?
Everything about
this I remember that much.
Okay, so it is very weird. I just looked at it, and it just does nothing for me. Yeah, it's a weird orange and this light sky blue.
Yeah,
and then
why
some
the fuck
white.
Is the orange there?
I don't know. And here's my thing. This should have been like, Orion should have made, the train should remind me a little bit of like a night sky. So they should have went with that deep blue that's in the track and silver and white, like... I'm not understanding
and
these
like,
choices.
I know you can't do like honeycomb like Fury has, you know, in their stuff, but do like stars and shit.
Something.
Mix that in there. Make it look like a night sky.
Yeah. To me, there's these trains just they look like they were handed like a color box of like four colors that they could choose from. You know, like you have to just use these colors. It's just it makes it look cheap. Right? It looks cheap to me.
Yeah. Well, and one of the only good things that I will say about Diamondback is Diamondback's trains are pretty badass.
They are cool looking.
But
it's a snake.
These trains are so much stupider looking than Diamondback. I'm frustrated by the park right now because I love that park and God, just sad.
I will reserve my criticisms until I ride the ride as far as the ride goes, because look, I am a Kings Island fanboy. I do love that park, but the trains look like fucking shit.
Yeah, they're boring. I really expected more from the trains. I did. I just expected more.
I mean, they are the Ryan Delaney of trains. That's right. Fight me, you little bitch. You fuckers are like
moving,
pushing me towards MAGA hat.
So, have y'all seen the Texas Stingray trains as well?
I like those. No. Now, those are good. I like the fucking Stingray.
I hate this.
I love the Stingray. So I'm all in. But it needs,
okay,
it needs,
you know,
a
what?
Little
you know
cowboy
what would
hat.
Make me like this? You know what, you know where my issue is the Stingray, how it is. It would be fine, but I think that Stingray should be red, fucking white, and blue. Okay?
No, it just needs
go
a little cowboy hat and a gun.
Yeah, there you go.
Something. I just
don't know. I think it's cute. I'm looking at it right now. I think it's a cute little Stingray.
I feel like the color of the Stingray with that red and the star, and I get what they're going for, but it feels like literally they just like, and we'll slap a Stingray on top of this thing. I feel like it wasn't executed well. It just looks wonky to me. I don't know. I'm not digging it. I'm just not digging it. But I am digging the ride. I cannot wait for this thing. I think that's a great addition, but...
I love stupid stuff on roller coaster trains. I'm all about this fucking Stingray, dude.
Well, I love stupid stuff too, but this one, I don't know. It's just off.
Just give it, a six shooter and a cowboy hat. It's perfect. Roll it out there.
Even if it just had a cowboy hat, I would be happy with that.
That would be adorable. Yeah.
So, Muscle Daddy, you're excited about this insane flat ride or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
Zamperilla.
Okay, so everybody, anyone who's kept up with IAPA knows what we're talking about. It's the one that crisscrosses. It's got the four arms and they rotate, and it's, you've seen it. It's the one everybody kept showing in videos and shit. I think it looks awesome.
The only thing I can think is if one of those arms stops moving suddenly, everybody's fucked.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's set up with one stops, they all stop.
Well, that's if things work perfect.
Well, I'm sure everything
I'm sure the smiler was set up to not cut people's legs off, but that happens, so.
I'm sure duck boats were planned to stay afloat, but sometimes shit happens in life.
It does.
It is.
I'm sure for Rooks, it wasn't meant to cut off a child's head, but here we are.
I don't
know.
That
one might have been meant to do that.
Yeah, it might. You're not wrong. It just sees the blood in the water and good.
Yeah.
Oh, that was whose kid?
Yeah, I think that this flat ride, I bet you we see a bunch of those next year.
Probably. Especially with how much attention they're gathering right now.
Well, they're great to look at, and people said it's actually really fun to ride as well. And things that have been said about me. Right.
Yeah.
How many loads can he hold in his butthole?
Seven.
That's a very specific number there, sir.
Look, I've seen my poops. I know what my volume is.
Fucking novice.
Yeah.
No, where do you think? What parks you think are gonna buy one of these up? I'm gonna say Fun Spot. This is going to one of the Fun Spots for sure.
Yeah, I'd say Six Flags will probably hop on it.
Six Flags will buy one or two.
I think this would fit, the color scheme would fit really well at Holiday World in the 4th of July section.
It would, you're right. Name it like
some kind of fire.
Holiday World's already got their expansion next year.
I don't know. I really think we'll see one at Knoebels here pretty soon, too.
That'd be cool.
I feel like that would fit well.
I've decided to start the campaign of RMC Raven.
I would rather RMC Legend because I would love to do that. Legend.
Oh god, and like going under the slides and everything. Can you imagine what they could do with that layout? Holy shit.
So amazing.
You know what? I really you know what? I'm gonna say it. Let's RMC the Voyage. Let's do this.
No! Get the fuck out of here.
Oh my
I wanna
god.
Fuck you like 5% less now, just so you
let's
know.
Let's RMC Thunderbird.
Actually, alright. Here's what I would like them to do. I would like them to do the topper track just like they do on like their ground ups. On the
but
voyage,
don't touch
changing,
the layout.
Not changing the layout at all. One, it's going to be less maintenance for that park long term. Two, it will run a bit smoother but still feel like a wood coaster. So that I would support 100%.
But I wonder if they'd run into the issues that they would if they did like the Timberliner trains. Like it's going to lose speed because the trains will be lighter. It'll be smoother and the track might be faster, but the train's weight is what's going to matter more.
Well, I think RMC trains are really heavy.
Are they? I would be surprised if they were heavy. I mean, they should probably be around the same weight as a Timberliner, right?
One of the issues they were running into in Lightning Rod was the trains were too heavy. Like the front, that's why Lightning Rod now doesn't have a fucking front car.
Right. Well.
Yeah. So, I don't know. All I know is that's never going to happen.
It's never going to happen. And I hope it doesn't happen.
I do hope that they build an RMC from the ground up out of that park. It'd be so great. It'd be so good.
It would be.
But right now we have a... their Cheetah Chase to look forward to next year, which is going up fast.
Is it? I haven't seen any photos at all.
Oh, yeah. No, they're probably about a quarter of the way done, if not a little more. I mean, it's really wedged in there. Like, it is wedged into that water park.
I love that water park. I can't wait for Hollywood Nights.
Yeah,
everybody's going
to
be.
Well, I expect every single one of the RTO crew to be there. We are going to do it upright, so it will be amazing.
Yes, it will.
And if things go to plan, I'm going to be sexy.
So let's talk about Icebreaker.
Okay.
I just feel like I'm surprised that a ride with this name is not at Six Flags themed after Icebreaker gum. Like,
first of all, those are like, mints.
Okay, right. Whatever, mint gums. But you know, if that was at Six Flags, that would be plastered all over everything, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I do love that they don't have to change the trains at fucking all from the Skyrocket rides. They're just like, we got those. We're good.
Here's the thing. I think those trains, once you've actually sat in them, are really comfortable. I think they're a great train. But
they're not
actually
bad.
They're so narrow, walking through them is the issue. Like, there's no room trying to walk through them. Of course, I'm not really tall either, so I don't.
They're not awful. Was it super comfortable? Not bad, but like, you know, for riding Tigress, it was fine.
Yeah. I have not gotten a chance to experience any of those.
I think they're decent.
Yet, so.
The comfort collars are the most stupid thing on the face of this earth.
Oh, God, Lydia hated it so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so
much. And their insistence on putting those things on. What I love, though, that, like, Premier, like, even in their own interviews, would be like, yeah, these comfort collars, they don't do anything. Like, they said that, like, multiple times. Like, these don't do anything. They're just for comfort. Well, they're not comfortable. They don't make me comfortable.
Hey, it's an aftermarket edition, you know?
Right. You know, not I'm sure them. That they're happy to take whatever amount of money people have to pay extra to add them.
Yeah.
So.
Now, how much more is this going to be? You know, we did the math. About $1 million. Yeah, that's reasonable.
Yeah. My guess is it's actually probably around $100,000.
Yeah, probably. Which really, it's probably like $2,000 worth of, like, addition to shit. But, you know.
Right.
Maybe. I'll say 10. I'll say maybe 10.
I doubt it's that much. We're talking, like, pieces of cast, like, rubber.
Oh, I know.
So, yeah. Well, the trains aren't that long.
I like Icebreaker. I think it looks fun. It looks like a coaster that, you know, if it was at your home park, you would ride it and enjoy it, but it wouldn't be like,
it feels
have
small
to do it.
For, it smells, feels small for Orlando, but I think it's a wise choice. It's a good family coaster, I think. So, I mean, it's fine. It's not like, oh, I'm going to go out there for it. Sometimes I'm a little confused about what they do at their Orlando park. I'm kind of like, do you know where you're at? You know you're in Orlando, right? Like,
you know, every time I see a video from SeaWorld Orlando, the thing that cracks me up most is that they've just got a big ass empty spot where that playground was that they built in Sesame Street Land.
Oh, Lord.
Because it didn't meet code. They just tore it fucking down.
Why'd they tear it down?
It didn't, like, meet inspection or something. It was fucking hilarious. Oh. They literally, like, bought this thing from Lowe's and just built it. And then I was like, no, you can't have this. And so instead of being like, all right, let's buy, like, a good setup, they're just like, tear it down. We'll have a party pad or something.
Yeah.
That's great. Oh, you know what else is great? You know what was missing, though, from IAPA this year? Like, glaringly so.
What's that?
Rob Alvey. He was not there. Not at all.
Well, good.
Oh, that's
There's
a
some
shame.
Rumors as to why, and these are not confirmed, and if any of our listeners could confirm this, I would love it. But right now, what's being heard is he wasn't there because Rob Alvey has been stripped of his media rights for IAPA. Because of his behavior.
Well, color me unsurprised.
I don't know if this is true.
I hope it's true.
Yeah, I hope that they're finally saying, you know what? You're kind of a dick. You're making the industry look bad. You're kind of unprofessional. So you don't get to be part of this. But we don't know if that's true. But, you know, Rob being Rob... within this same time frame, has decided to try to stir up more trouble. Isn't that right, Muscle Daddy?
Oh, yes. You see, I am, of course, blocked by Rob on Twitter, but I always have my ways. And so he posted a tweet. His fat ass is on a cruise, of course. And he's like, see, this cruise ship can make me a peanut butter milkshake with thousands of people stuck on it. But Shake Shack can't. They're either incompetent or lazy. I'm like, wow. Yeah, because you need more shakes there, you big blobby bitch.
I just love how much he loves to talk about how entitled enthusiasts are, but then he goes and does this shit.
Good God.
I'm like, first of all, they don't have to have anything on their menu. No. And the reason for not doing it was a very legitimate reason.
They don't owe you shit, motherfucker.
No, they don't owe you shit. Also, who cares? If you want a peanut butter shake, go elsewhere. Make it your own damn self. It's not the end of the goddamn world.
Go to Cookout. They have like 35 kinds of shakes. You'll be fine.
But you know what? If I owned a big business, I would also probably avoid peanuts at my restaurant. Because yes, you can train your minimum wage employees all you want to prevent cross-contamination. But again, they're minimum wage employees.
Yeah. Shit can happen, and then guess who's fucked because of it?
Yeah, you're liable. It doesn't matter what policies you have in place. One person doesn't follow those policies, there you go. And I don't know, he just doesn't seem to care, but I guarantee you, if him or his kid was allergic to peanuts, he would be pissed at anyone who was serving that stuff. You know he would.
Absolutely.
How dare they putting people in unnecessary danger? You can't count that there won't be I fucking can't stand him. What a fucking asshole.
He's a bag of fucking trash. And I've already told Lydia, I'm like, when we go down to Disney, if on the off chance I run into Rob Alvey, I'm going to spit in his face.
Right. Speaking of bags of trash, let's talk about Mount Olympus.
Ooh, yes. I do want to actually go to this park, though. I want to get on those Woodies.
Ducky wants to die on those rides, apparently.
I want to get on so many Woodies.
Ducky, you are slender and delicate. You will be beaten into submission.
That is okay. That is my favorite way to live life. So
that's okay. That's my fetish.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Ducky has a lot of rope. Ducky has a lot of rope under her bed for a reason.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, I do. Well, that's not even a joke. It's not under my bed, it's in a drawer, but, you know, hey.
Well, now I have to make a safety trip to Michigan.
Look, I'm not stopping you.
Oh, I don't want to come to Michigan.
How tight do you like the ropes?
Not tight enough to leave marks, but, you know.
Oh, well, you're no fun.
Well, I have to work a job.
Oh,
no, 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 no.
You know, I gotta say, the one thing didn't enjoy was with a girl that was a real scratcher, and I went into work the next day wearing a sleeveless shirt. Multiple people asked me if I had raped someone. I'm like, no, it was consensual.
Okay, the girl he's talking about is Nova.
No, Daddy would never be mean to his bunny. She has had ear infection.
Aw. Poor puppy.
She's too fucking smart. She knows if I'm giving her special treat, there's a pill in it and she won't eat it.
Jesus.
God.
So.
Which goes Mount really Olympus. Well with my little picture on Skype, which is Bill Cosby. She knows. Daddy have taught her.
Have either of you guys been to Mount Olympus?
I have years ago, but I didn't actually get to ride anything.
Oh,
so,
that sucks.
Not really. But
Cyclops looks pretty decent.
It
looks like a fun ride.
This is a park that I wish the Cook family would buy and turn into a new Holiday World. The rides are amazing. The park has so much promise. They just don't maintain shit. That's the problem.
Right.
So if you had the Cook family come in, I think that those would become number one destinations, just like Holiday World.
Yeah, but then that would be too many cooks.
Oh, God. that reference, I get it. And I just showed a friend that the other day.
Oh, God, that was fun.
Oh. But anyways, the reason we bring them up is apparently, have y'all seen, and there's one they built overseas, this Ferris wheel water slide. Have y'all seen those?
Yes, I have not. They are.
So
it's
these big knots of water slide and it turns slowly. You haven't seen these, Ducky?
I haven't seen a picture of it yet. Yeah. Although
look up, get on Google and look up water park slide wheel. Slide wheel, one word, and it should come up. And I'll confirm that.
Yeah, I watched a POV of what it's like.
Oh yeah. I remember this thing.
Well, Mount Olympus, their water park, will be getting America's first slide wheel.
Okay.
So, okay, this is exactly how I feel. Like, I've wanted one of these to come to the U.S. really bad because I want to ride one. But now I'm thinking Mount Olympus. I'm like, shit, I need to get there, like, within its first week of operation.
You got, like, a year to ride this thing before it is dangerous as fuck.
Right. So.
So, RT, I'll meet up at Mount Olympus?
I've already been to Wisconsin recently. I don't want to go back.
So, I don't know. I'm excited. I was really hoping Holiday World would be the water park to get one of these. And I still hope they do. I feel like it is something that just it screams to be at Holiday World, right?
Yeah, I mean, it would really fit the park, like, for what you're going with. Uses the big ass family size rafts and all that. I mean, that is Holiday World. I wish they'd done that instead of what they're building this year, but I get it.
Yeah. But who knows what one of these costs? I mean, but it can't cost any more than what they're doing now. They're probably horribly expensive, though.
Yeah, I think a lot, because the structure is the most expensive part. This is definitely the most expensive water slide you can buy, probably. I don't know.
Oh, absolutely.
Mammoth was probably expensive as fuck.
Mammoth was $9 million back then. So
I think this thing could cost 15, maybe a little more.
No, I don't think it's that much, because the reason it won't is because there's not steel, and that is the difference. You don't have all that steel that you would on other things. I just don't think that this one costs that much. Not if Mount Olympus is buying one. I can't imagine this is more than $5 million.
Yeah, the structure's actually going to be made of rubber.
Probably. It's built from the bones of all of the bodies they've hid.
Oh, boy.
So
how many ghosts do you think there are at Action Park?
At least a lot.
Yeah.
I still need to watch that documentary that's when that becomes available, that Class Action Park documentary.
Oh yeah,
I wanna see that.
The Defunct Land Action Park videos are so a good. Lot of fun.
It's I love awesome. Everything Defunct Land does.
I just love that they figured out how to make the go karts faster by sticking a fucking tennis ball in the tailpipe. Yep. It overrode the governor.
I can't remember if we talked about this on the show, and I just feel like I want to mention it again. Either way, because I know we haven't talked about it with Ducky. But, Ducky, did you see the video of the guy from Backdoor Disney getting tackled by police?
No.
So he's sitting in, getting questioned by police. And they basically tell him that, you know, no, he's not being charged. Basically that he can go, but they're going to keep his phone. And then the kid immediately lunges for his phone. And, of course, the police then tackle him to the ground. And, of course, on his phone, they found tons of damning evidence. Like, the dude, he's done. Like, this dude's getting at least 20 years in prison for everything he's done. Like, Jesus. And, this is the main reason I wanted to bring this up again. Because another video has come out of this motherfucker. Of him being a racist piece of shit. Have you, I sent this video, Muscle Daddy, did you see it?
I have, but it's been a little bit, and I live in the South, there's lots of racism I deal with day to day, so it just kind of gets, like, lost.
So basically he's there, driving in his car, singing to a song, but then he decides to add lyrics to a song that aren't there, and he screams, "Kill all the N-words." So I just have to say collectively from all of us at Ride This One, you now get placed on the pile of shit that is Rob, Alvy, and Rocco. Enjoy prison, motherfucker. Fuck you.
Now, I'm just saying, is that not what people elsewhere sing? Because I hear that a lot in Knoxville.
Muscle Daddy, it's just because of where you live. I promise other states
I don't approve
that doesn't
of
get
it.
Said as much.
I've just kind of heard it a lot. I'm just like, is this just how humans are?
It is, unfortunately, how humans are.
Yes.
Humans fucking suck.
Yes,
but my, how the mighty have fallen. That just happened quick. And I kind of love it.
God, if only that could happen to Rob Alvy.
Oh my gosh. Someday.
I'm sure he
right?
says racist stuff. You just can't understand him because his mouth is full of peanut butter milkshake.
I bet that's the only way he gets a you know, Alyssa gets him to go down on her. She probably puts peanut butter on her cooch so he'll lick it out.
Probably.
Oh, God. You know, I probably. Just could you imagine being on a cruise ship with Rob Alvy for a week?
Well, you could smell it before you got on board.
Jesus so. Christ.
Ew.
I would throw his ass overboard so quick. He wouldn't.
We need to keep you away from Rob Alvy so you don't go to jail.
God, man. I legitimately think if I spit in his face, he won't do a damn thing because he knows I would beat the shit out of him.
Or, no, he'd totally call the police and press charges.
Oh, I'm aware. I'm aware. He would run from me, though.
Oh, he would?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas other gay men have fantasies that you'd get out of them. They're like, pound me into the ground, daddy. Trust me, I've heard all about people's fantasies all the time.
Yeah, well, if Brinks wants to ride rides with me at Holiday World, he's gonna have to keep his hands up at all times. Brinks, I appreciate it, but I'm a married man.
Yeah. So, the Great Escape, a park that no one cares about.
The
that
what?
For some reason still doesn't have Six Flags branding. They are getting, you know, a new ride next year, or supposed to. One of those, like, spinning, like, it's the same one Six Flags St. Louis is getting, where it's just, like, two cars on either end of a pendulum and it just spins.
Yeah.
Like a fly swatter type thing.
Yay.
Yeah, so that's what's been announced. But now locals in the area are trying to stop it because they say when it spins, it will go above the tree line and they'll have to look at that ride every couple seconds and they don't want to have to do that.
Then don't look that fucking direction.
I guess. But apparently, rides aren't allowed to go over the tree line there. Now, I did not know that, but apparently that is in the zoning. So, turns out Six Flags Magic Mountain may not be the only park not getting anything for 2020. Oh, wait, no, they're getting a new roller coaster. Yeah. Never mind.
I hope West Coast Racers opens New Year's Eve.
Me too. Like, we did it! Good for us.
Well, they haven't even finished building the track yet, let alone testing it, so...
Oh my gosh, I expect it'll probably open like July of next year. I think that they're just like not even going to rush it for next year now.
That'll be great. That's a Coaster Radio meetup coming back.
So that's a fun little bit of news. Also, Space 2020, the new restaurant coming to Epcot that I'm really super excited about, has been delayed until February of 2020, even though it was supposed to open this fall. I already figured this was coming because I have been waiting to be able to do reservations and the reservations just have not come available and it's getting a little late for this year. Now, I'm supposed to be there end of January, early February, so I don't think it's probably going to be open when I go, unfortunately, which makes me sad.
Damn.
I really, really wanted to go to that restaurant. I'll have to do it next time.
Oh, you poor entitled motherfucker. Yeah.
I know. Poor me. So entitled.
You'll just have to make do with every other restaurant.
Yeah.
They're also
Splash Mountain and Test Track are going to be closed while I'm there, so I'm a little bit annoyed, but oh well.
Yeah, that blows.
That I can live without Test Track, but Splash Mountain, that sucks.
Oh, I was pretty bummed about Splash Mountain. Like, My boyfriend really loves that ride. So do I.
And is that just a refurb?
It's just a refurb. It's going to be closed until like the very end of February. So it's literally just closed while we're there. So, oh well.
Yeah.
So, but at least I think Spaceship Earth is going to be open while we're there. So that's exciting. I'll get to get my other ride on that.
That's good. So, maybe you can pull a Bybee and try to get your picture with Tim Tracker. No. First day of iApple. Taylor Bybee's popping up his picture.
Tim Tracker and Taylor Bybee, both born from the same drag queen's asshole, I'm sure.
Sure of it. Does anyone else think Taylor Bybee has the weirdest fucking shaped head and face?
No, he totally does.
It bothers me, and his hair makes it worse.
And the glasses. The glasses.
Yeah, but he's bitching. There's no hot girls that want to date me. Not like Japan. I'm like, fix your face, bitch.
Yeah, pretty sure his profile says no fatties. So. Oh,
you
man.
Look like Forrest Gump's actual child. Okay, shut the fuck up. That was not his kid in that movie. I've said it many times. That was not his fucking kid. That Jenny was a bitch.
Oh. Also, so Zamperla, more news. They have two new types of trains. The only one that really matters, they have a standard train that's just lighter, so I guess that's good for something. But the other one is they now have a new spinning coaster that I guess... But it only spins like 180 degrees, so it can look left and look right. I'm not really sure what this is supposed to be used for.
Then that's not a spinning coaster.
Right.
I mean, if you had a highly themed coaster and you had a show scene or something like that, it would be cool to turn it to face that. But like, who the fuck's going to hire Zamperla to build a highly themed coaster?
Nobody.
Yeah.
Who the fuck's going to hire Zamperla to build the coaster? Anymore. Like, the ones that they've built, even though they looked good, have not done well.
No. What was the name of that place down in Alabama? Does anyone remember?
I'm not sure what place you're referring
to. It's the one where the Zamperla coaster is.
What is that called?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, how?
Yeah, that ground up park that they built.
Amazing how quickly that can be forgotten.
Well, that's because it was basically like they plopped down a fair. Let's be real. And yeah, for the life of me, I can't think of it. Oh, you know, one thing I want to bring up too, especially since we were just talking about people like Taylor Bybee and like Tim Tracker and stuff. These whole new, what is it, COPPA rules or whatever it is? They're not actually new, but the YouTube changes that are coming?
Oh, boy.
Are y'all familiar with this?
I'm not. No, I've heard about it, but I don't know it too well.
Okay, so keeping it short and sweet, there have been a law on the books since 1998, so it's not new, it just hasn't been enforced, where you cannot collect data from entertainment that is directed at children. So you can't like directly market and advertise to kids. That is illegal. Okay. What YouTube has basically been doing that the whole time, heavily monetizing children's content and targeting advertising to children, blah, 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 blah. Okay. So now YouTube got slapped with this huge, huge fine. I think like $280 million, which is really nothing for them.
Yeah.
But now YouTube has basically said everybody has to either mark their content on their website as either not for children or for children. If you mark your items, your content as for kids, then it is completely demonetized and then you cannot, there's no comments or interaction on those videos.
Ooh.
Here's the problem is there's this weird gray ground where you have channels like Taylor Bybee's, which a lot of young kids do enjoy and like, but it's not necessarily specifically for children. So he can market for adults, but if it is deemed that his stuff is too children friendly, then he can get fines in excess of $45,000 per video if it's deemed that he marked them inappropriately. Not YouTube, but you. You get fined. And they're doing this to all channels. So your choice is be fully demonetized, but then that's at a risk for you. Or say you are children-friendly content, is your only safe way, but then you're fully demonetized. You make no money on your YouTube content. So that's your choice. Be demonetized and don't risk the fines, or stay monetized and risk losing everything.
Well,
so this is a big deal. This is like a huge deal.
Yes, it is.
You know, like, so here's the thing. YouTube lately, for the past several years, has really been awful to any of their creators that put out adult content, right? They've been really terrible. Slowly take them down. And now YouTube's having to be like, hey, you know what? Adult content's not so bad. Come on back, guys.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking there might be a home for Ride This One on YouTube coming up here pretty soon. Because no one is going to say that Ride This One is directed towards children. Not at all.
Oh, hang on, guys. Oh, sorry. There we go. Sorry, my computer went black for a second. I'm like, oh, don't you do it.
No. Oh. But, so this is going to be interesting. So I do wonder how it's going to affect people like Taylor Bybee.
Yeah. That'll be very interesting.
It's a gray rule, and people don't really know. And you know what YouTube's saying? Consult an attorney.
Oh, God. Because, you know, people who are trying to make just a little bit of money off that, they got plenty of money for attorneys and shit.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Right. Some of the bigger channels, they're going to be fine because they're already making most of their money through endorsements and whatnot. Yeah. But there are some smaller YouTubers, this really fucks over. But
luckily for In the Loop, they're fine. Because
In the Loop's fine.
It's adult.
But not necessarily. Because here's the deal. They couldn't get in trouble with things that are just like POVs of roller coasters. Are kind of already in the language stated as children's content. So they're going to have to go to those videos. And they're going to have to mark those as children's content.
Or,
okay?
They
and
could
then
just,
those videos will be demonetized.
They could just go in and edit in them saying fuck once. And it's not for children.
Ah, you see, but this is where it gets shady. Then you're asking for a fine because then it says that your content is misleading and is trying to lure children into adult content.
Then just do what they did in Fight Club and splice in a dick.
Here's what's going to happen. The FCC is going to get sued over this.
Yeah.
And there's a middle ground is going to come.
Oh, yeah.
Because right now, it's just too much, like, the FCC can kind of do what they want with it. Yeah. And it's just, there's too much gray area.
Well,
there has to be strict.
In 98, no one knew what YouTube was or what YouTube would
become.
That's true. YouTube, absolutely. I watch it more than TV.
Oh, most people do. So, my thing is, it's just, they're going to have to, something's going to have to happen with it. Because, let's be honest, the FCC is probably never going to look at these small channels.
No.
But if you have a following at all,
yeah,
I'd be careful.
Yeah.
I would.
Oh, yeah, a lot
I'd
of
be
people.
Really careful.
Are definitely, it's going to get interesting. So,
most
it's
definitely.
Be really interesting. But moving on from that, we're almost coming to end. Exciting news from Conneaut Lake, guys. So exciting.
Well, this is probably going to be the biggest expansion of any park in 2020.
The most exciting expansion for 2020. They are building a brand new, from the ground up, picnic pavilion.
Woo! Oh,
I'm ecstatic.
Let's go picnic.
Coaster Radio is going to do a meetup and the whole fucking park's going to burn to the goddamn ground.
Oh, well, if that's the case, then the pavilion won't be built by then.
Well, you know, hey.
Yeah, it's very true.
It's like, actually, we're just going to, you can, in our non-parking lot is where you all can meet up. It'll be great. But actually, the big story I do want to talk about is Fun Spot. You know, y'all, Fun Spot was running that contest to name their new roller coaster they're putting in their Orlando location, right?
I don't want to talk about it.
What names did you send in, Muscle Daddy?
I sent in great names: Coastume at Coaster Face, Rolly Von Roller Coaster. I forgot a lot of them. Batman the Ride. Goliath. Lord Coastington III of Coastingshire. That was a good one. and Ride This One the Ride, which they also didn't pick.
Right. But they really went with something original, guys. You know what they picked?
They went with
Hurricane.
Yep.
Hurricane.
Wow.
Well, it's because you know all the In the Loop staff drink there, so they might as well.
I want to put up a cardboard like cutout of a Starbucks under that ride and put clothes on it just so Rob Alvey can walk in there and be mad.
I don't like this.
I dig it. Let's do it.
Oh my gosh. Wait, just blew my mind. You needed to do a contest to think of Hurricane?
That is so fucking bullshit.
It's just PR. Just PR.
Here's my guess. That name was probably not even like sent in, except for maybe one or two people. They already had decided what they were naming it. It's just
probably
bullshit.
It's a tiny blue roller coaster. You name it one of my names.
Exactly. We demand it. Justice.
Are you telling me someone wouldn't come ride Lord Coastington of Coastershire the Fourth? Come on.
I would.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I would ride a lot of things.
Yeah. I know you would.
Yeah.
I know our target demographic.
Yes. And so do you. That's why you keep posting selfies.
I know what I'm doing.
He knows exactly what he's doing. You probably make all the gays at the gym, because trust me, you're surrounded by gays at the gym.
Probably
make them all super uncomfortable.
I go at like 10 o'clock, and it is a lot of old people.
Oh, hey, boy. Old people can be gay too. Don't be ageist.
There was one the other day working out wearing both a MAGA hat and a Trump shirt.
Well,
those people exist.
Now, there was an older gentleman who was wearing pretty short red, white, and blue shorts doing squats the other day that I have questions about.
When at my gym, I have this guy. He is the gayest person on the face of this earth. Because I shit you not, he gets there and he stands in front of the mirror. And he grabs these really light weights, and I shit you not, just like the 80s, he's wearing the sweatbands, like, everywhere. And then he just does this, like, ridiculous, like, interpretive dance for, like, 2 hours. That's what he does. It's the gayest fucking shit ever seen. And he does use a couple of the machines, but he always does it in this, like, weird, like, dance, weird rhythm that's completely incorrect. And he's this chubby gay guy, okay? So, it's amazing. I love every second of it.
Listen, he has a workout plan for him, and I respect it.
I'm going to, we'll help Goliath lose weight. We're going to tell him it's an eating contest, but really he's just eating diuretics.
Oh, boy.
Look, I don't want to hear any more, like, fucking weight loss shit from him eating beaver tails and funnel cakes and all that shit. You know what I had one day? I ate a bag of broccoli during a day over the course of 2 meals. Do you know how much I fucking don't want to eat broccoli? If I can do
That's what about your protein? You're lifting weights. You have to be doing protein.
Dude, I'm 200 to 250 grams of protein a day right now.
Okay.
I'm eating chicken, egg whites, protein powder. I am getting so much protein in my system.
Okay, okay. Just eat the goddamn yolk. It makes almost no difference.
Cholesterol.
Oh, God. You know what? Cholesterol is not linked to a bad heart. The cholesterol in an egg is good for you. It actually helps lower your cholesterol.
Well, what,
that is like a whole myth.
Now, what I do,
eat your yolks.
I usually eat like 6 eggs. I do 4 egg whites, 2 regular eggs. And that gets me enough of the flavor.
Okay.
But I put ketchup horrible. Too on my eggs. I like ketchup on my eggs.
Oh God, no!
I like it. It's good.
That's disgusting.
Not a lot.
I don't
want to suck
your dick
it.
Anymore. It's gonna taste like ketchup and eggs.
If you sucked my asshole, it would.
Oh God. Oh God.
So anyone who's licked Rocco's asshole is like, why does this taste like small children?
Oh my God, I legitimately forgot he existed.
Oh,
Which, you know, which I think might be his worst fear, that people just forget he's not around.
Well, you know, we can only hope.
Yeah.
One day.
We can only hope.
But you know what, guys? It has been a good episode.
It has.
It's been so nice to have you back, Ducky.
Oh, thank you.
I expect you back here, not next week. We will be taking it off for the holiday. Some of us have to spend time with families, unfortunately. before we get out of here, though, we need to do our final thoughts. So, Muscle Daddy, what's your final thought?
I really hadn't thought of anything for once, but I just noticed that my holiday Funko Pop of Darth Vader says it's a choking hazard, and I think that's funny as fuck. God, chokes people, but he likes it. All right, Ducky, what are your final thoughts? And I'm glad to have you back as well.
No, well, thank you. Well, my final thoughts are, I'm beyond ecstatic to be back. I'm happy to be starting things.
That's enough
over
out
again.
Of you. Slater, what are your final thoughts?
Wow, it's been nothing's changed.
It has not.
You're still the bitch here, you know that, right?
That's my final thought. Nothing's changed. What about you, Slater?
Well, my final thought is simply this. Ducky, next time I'm going to see you, I'm going to show you how to actually tie a tight knot.
Okay. Sounds like a date.
But we gotta fucking go! But before we go, y'all need to know how to get a hold of us. So, Muscle Daddy, where can we find you on the old interwebs?
You can find me at RTO Muscle Daddy on Twitter. Ducky, where can we find you?
You can find me at RTO Ducky on Twitter, but now that is going to be D-U-C-K-I-E instead of a Y at the end. And that's about it. What about you, Slater? Where can they find you?
Well, you can find me at RTO Slater, and I don't know why you'd want to, but you can find Goliath at RTO Goliath.
Don't forget me.
Don't forget me. Wait up!
I would have...
I brought cinnamon bread for everyone!
I brought beaver tails for everyone, including one that is just dough for M squared. That's right, everyone. M squared finally tried a beaver tail without toppings.
With nothing on it. Did you all see that guy who was wandering IAPA that works at the cancer treatment center? I wonder what they're building.
Listen.
What do you buy for kids with cancer?
Something fun, because you know what? They deserve to have fun. They ain't got time left.
Right.
You buy that roller coaster where they get in the hamster wheel.
This dark ride takes you through the journey to your death. Don't worry, there's room for you to go through your chemo while you're on the ride.
He asks questions like, now, if a child is hooked up to machines, can they ride this?
You know what? This is taking the whole term dark ride to another level.
Oh,
so this is going to be our next hashtag we're going to do. People, if you were buying... for a cancer treatment center, for a cancer treatment center like theme park, what would you buy and how would you theme it?
That's a good one.
You can do this at hashtag RTO cancer. That's right, hashtag RTO cancer. Let us know. I'm serious as fuck. I want to on our next episode really read these. And all of us need to come up with at least one good ride. So all of us here are our host. Be thinking about that because this
needs to happen. It's just small world, but all the children have cancer.
mommy, why don't they have hair?
I'm so tired. Please just let me die today. Hey.
I hope
kids,
I go to heaven and not hell today. Small, small, short life. We're going to hell. But you know, we also have a show Twitter at Ride This One. We also have an email at ridethisonepodcast@gmail.com. And the Instagram. You can find us on Instagram under Ride This One. And of course, facebook.com/ridethisone and our website, ridethisone.com. I think I already said that. It doesn't matter. I'm repeating myself. Y'all know how to get a hold of us. Of course, our phone number. Feel free, if you don't want to do the hashtags on Twitter, you can send them to Instagram, or you can call and leave a voicemail at 26RIDETHIS. That's 267-433-8447. Call or text. I really want these RTO cancer rides.
Yes, please.
I need these in my life. But that's it, guys. I think we gotta go.
I think so, too.
All right. So, she looks like a lady.
Looks like bitch.
Molest. Ducky's boobies.
Ride This One Podcast. If you want family friendly, go listen to Coaster Fucking Radio.
Well, that's embarrassing.